KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Always glad to have you along with us on ABQ Connect. We love to connect in the community. We'd like to keep you updated on things happening here in our community. You can let us know about an event you have by sending the details to studio@klyt.fm. Something on the way here in the next few days is the monthly meeting for the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. It's a free event. They meet at Faith Bible Church in Albuquerque, Central and Moon, on the third Tuesday of each month. That'll be June 17th this month at 7 p.m. The speaker will be Ray Mondragon. We hope to have him on the show next week to kind of give us a preview of what he'll be talking about. Babel, myth or history, the importance to creation science. It's actually part two of that discussion. But listen, this monthly meeting, they have free membership that includes quality speakers, books and DVDs, members lending library, and more. Find the details at csfnm.org. Dr. Sharon Ford joins us now for our next couple of segments. She is the focus on the family director of foster care and adoption. And Dr. Ford, not your first time on the show, and we appreciate you coming back to spend some time with us.
Steve, thank you for having me today.
So today we wanted to cover the topic of safe haven laws and their impact. This is something that I know you are aware is something not that unfamiliar to the New Mexico listening audience. We just had some tragedies happen even recently that are making headlines. Can you bring us up to speed?
Yes, you know, it's very unfortunate that a young woman, I say young woman because she's now over the age of 18, found herself pregnant. And in listening to her story, she didn't realize that she was pregnant until she was 1 month from delivery. And she had not told her mother or her father. And so she was going through that giving birth alone and being very desperate. She made a very unsafe plan for her newborn son. She left him at a dumpster. There are other options. And it's heartbreaking to think that this young woman did not know about her options and that she didn't have someone that she could trust and to walk alongside her at a very desperate low point in her life.
Yeah, Dr. Ford, if you can speak to, you know, and some of this may be speculation and but a little bit of common sense, just knowing the culture that we live in and what's being communicated to young people specifically, someone like this who, and I don't know where she attended school, but there's things being, you know, essentially put in our kids' minds when it comes to the value of human life. And, you know, should we really be surprised that this was the decision a young lady would make?
You know, Steve, unfortunately, there are lots of voices out there who are devalue life, who are even devaluing personhood, even for women who are being devalued. And when we think about our schools should be safe places, they should be informative places. It's clearly it's a teaching institution where we grow and learn. And so I think the school missed a mark, not only for this young lady, but maybe for others who attended her high school. But then I think about the opportunities that the community has to not just rise up and say, hey, we need to have legislation, but to rise up and put placards every middle school, every high school, in the girls' bathroom, a placard that says, hey, if you find yourself, you know, pregnant, there's help and hope for you. here's a number that you can call, a website that you can go to, and there will be people who will walk alongside you so that you are not alone. That is so, so critical. You know, whether they go to My Choice Network, which finds a pregnancy resource center that will, one, confirm the pregnancy, two, provide information and support for her in her journey of during her pregnancy, but who will also support her post-pregnancy and to make sure that whatever choice she makes, a choice to parent or a choice to make an adoption plan for her child, she's not alone. And she has confidentiality, she has support. And that is so important when your hormones are raging. That's what happens during pregnancy. Your hormones are just out of kind of control. And, you know, but when you're alone, when you're desperate, you make desperate decisions. And those desperate decisions are not always good. And for this young woman, that's what she did.
So we mentioned at the top of this safe haven laws and their impact. For those not familiar, can you bring us up to speed there on safe haven laws and how they can offer a viable alternative to mothers who feel the desperation this young lady felt?
Most definitely. In the state of New Mexico, the Safe Haven Act gives an individual who has given birth to a child up to 90 days after the day of birth to safely surrender their child to a hospital, a fire station, or a police station without fear of criminal prosecution. The law provides a safe and confidential way for parents who are unable to care for their child to relinquish them into the care of the state. Again, hospitals, fire stations, and police stations. Some of those safe haven spots actually have a box on the outside of the building that allows, it's called a baby box. And the baby is safely put in that baby box. It's temperature controlled containers where the child can safely be left. Once that baby box is opened and closed, an alarm goes off in the inside of the building and a staff person immediately attends to that infant in that safe baby box. The law protects the confidentiality of the parent who surrenders the infant, meaning their identity is not disclosed. There's no financial charge to the young woman, to the parent who's relinquishing, surrendering their child. The parents can do so without the fear of being charged for abandonment or neglect.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the opportunity to remain anonymous. I was going to actually ask that. Is that the only option? I mean, can these parents who've decided, you know, that they want to relinquish their child through these safe haven opportunities, do they have the same ability to, not be prosecuted if they actually make contact, if they walked into the hospital with their baby, chose not to use the box? I would imagine most would want to, but is it as all encompassing as that, where if they walked in with their baby and actually connected with staff at the hospital, fire department, or police department, do the same things apply?
It does apply. If that young woman or the baby's father, for that matter, walked into a hospital and said, "I want to surrender my child," and there's no abuse or neglect of that child, they will not be prosecuted. That safe surrender of that infant is to protect that young parent and to protect that infant. They're saving a life. They're saving their life. They can go on and know that they didn't harm their child in any way. That is so important.
So given the practicality and the provision of, you know, this is a really compassionate option, why are safe haven laws often blocked, you know, whether it's in New Mexico or elsewhere?
And when you say the word blocked, I think it makes me think of people not having information. I think that there are lots of school-aged young people, middle school, high school, that aren't aware of safe haven law and how they can utilize it to make a life-affirming choice for their infant and for themselves. I think that sometimes hospitals or fire departments or sheriff's departments maybe aren't fully informed. Their staff at all levels need to be aware of the law, so that when that young person comes and say, I want to safely surrender my child, they don't get any resistance from that staff. Well, no, you can't do that. You have to come in here. You have to have an appointment, or you need to come and sit and talk to me. No, that's not what the law says. And so when people don't have, aren't fully informed, whether it's the professional or staff person at a hospital or a fire station, if that young woman or the baby's father is not informed about what their rights are, then they make uninformed decisions, which could potentially put that infant at harm's way. The lack of knowledge. We don't see the same public service announcements that we might have seen prior to COVID. It's information needs to be out there. Where are the young people? It needs to be immediate, you know, out there on the website. It needs to be out there at Instagram, wherever, Facebook, wherever young people are, in at rec centers, at the high school, at restaurant bathrooms, gas station bathrooms. You just think that maybe where this young person might have went to deliver the child, if there had been a placard in the bathroom that would have said, you can make a safe surrender of your infant. Here's the places to go. Or here, call, do a Google search for My Choice Network. There are pregnancy resource centers who will walk alongside you and help you in this journey. You don't have to tell your parents, although what mom, what dad wouldn't want to know. But if they're so frightened, if they're so desperate, there is still hope and there is still help for them. And My Choice Network wants to be there for them. Our ministry supports that ministry. And if they say, oh, no, I don't want to go, I don't want to do that, well, then there's a safe haven number that they could also call. The Safe Haven Alliance, they have a 1-800 number that the person could call and talk to someone. It is so, so important that they know to make a choice for life, to protect their infant, and to protect themselves.
So if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dr. Sharon Ford with Focus on the Family. She's the director of foster care and adoption. Dr. Ford, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Definitely.
Okay. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion and even touch on some of that area where you specialize in at Focus on the Family, foster care and adoption. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
Well, coming up a little bit later on today's broadcast, we're going to catch up with Nicole C. Mullen. Brand new film coming out. It's actually debuting at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Nicole's going to be there with others at the Kennedy Center tonight for that. And we'll get details about it's a docudrama that covers the early portion of our country and how God acted to really create what we call the American miracle. The film's based on a book by Michael Medved. We'll get to the details with Nicole C. Mullen and her part in this as an actress and musician. That's on the way in our next couple of segments on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Dr. Sharon Ford with Focus on the Family. She's the director of foster care and adoption. And our topic today has been safe haven laws and their impact. And of course, that hits home with a recent story here in Albuquerque where a young lady left her newborn baby in a dumpster and recently found herself sentenced to years in prison. And, you know, there's so much we want to avoid here, Dr. Ford. When we mentioned it in our first segment, we want to avoid the potential harm or death of an innocent infant or child. We want to hopefully avoid the prosecution and sentencing of young individuals that find themselves in these situations. We talked a little bit about it in the first segment, but what are the ways concerned citizens can, well, and you know, you mentioned informing, you know, just making it common knowledge that the opportunity for babies to be dropped off in these safe baby boxes that are at police stations, fire stations, hospitals, you know, just to, for people to understand that this is a viable option, a practical option, a compassionate option. But what are the ways concerned citizens listening can actually advocate for these safe haven laws in their state? What are things they can do?
I'm so glad you asked that, Steve. One of the things that concerned citizens can do is to advocate to business owners, rec centers, places where young people go, that they have a placard in or posters in their restrooms that remind that young woman that she has options. And so I was on the phone earlier today with the National Safe Haven Alliance, and their number, by the way, is 1-888-510-2229, 888-510-2229. They have free posters and free placards that if a concerned citizen would convince a business owner or the school or the rec center, parks where that young lady might go to the outside bathroom to deliver her child if she were doing it alone, that placard would be there and would be spark some hope and remind her that she has choices. That is so important. Having those courageous conversations with those business owners, with those organizations, to have those placards would remind those young women of choice. And then our schools, how, if you're sitting on the school board, if you're the president of the school board, or you're a member, or you can go testify at the school board hearings, ask them to support putting placards in the girls' bathroom so that that information is there for them, so that they know that there's options. And then if you're, gosh, if you're an educator, helping our young people know, hey, you've got a phone, you can Google My Choice Network, which is a network of pregnancy resource centers. If you ever find yourself pregnant, if you know someone who's pregnant, remind them that they don't have to walk this journey alone. There are organizations that they can talk to a nurse for free. They can get a pregnancy test. They can get an ultrasound. Those things that will remind that young woman that the infant that's in her womb is alive and that she has options. And if she chooses to parent, then she needs support. And if she chooses to make an adoption plan for her child, that there are individuals who will walk alongside her as she makes those life-giving, life-affirming choices.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate some of the information you already gave. You mentioned the National Safe Haven Alliance. Their website, by the way, is nationalsafehavenalliance.org. And that toll-free number, I'll give again, 1-888-510-2229. 1-888-510-BABY is what that spells out. So And listen, in case of emergency, of course, you need to remember, always just call 911. Locally here in Albuquerque, one of those centers that you mentioned is the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque, a regular guest on this show. CareNetABQ.com is their website. And you can always reach them at 505-814-9232. That's 814-9232. And you know, I don't think I need to, but I will, because we talk about it so often. Whether you're considering ending a pregnancy, whether you have already ended a pregnancy, the CareNet ABQ.com, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, you're going to find a loving environment, a non-judgmental, that are there to assist. But back to some of the placards and stuff you mentioned, Dr. Ford, from the National Safe Haven Alliance. You know, you mentioned women's bathrooms. I'd encourage, if you're going to a school board, encourage them to put them in both bathrooms. We know from our education from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, the baby daddy's part in this is a big, big, big influence on what's going to happen with that child. So if they're educated as well with these placards, you mentioned all, I mean, just common knowledge, just getting the word out. Yes. As far as describing these, you know, ways to engage with our community on safe haven laws, let's talk a little bit as we put a bow on our conversation about the option of foster care and or adoption when it comes to these unplanned pregnancies. How important is understanding what's available there for these families?
You make a very good point, Steve. For young women who find themselves in an unexpected pregnancy and they have decided to choose life, just want to applaud them for recognizing that this child has a future and they have a future in planning for that child. And so again, going to an organization like the Pregnancy Resource Center that you mentioned in Albuquerque, or going to My Choice Network and looking at the various pregnancy resource centers that might be nearby them, that those organizations are going to affirm that one, by testing that they are pregnant, two, that giving them a safe, compassionate voice of someone who will speak with them non-judgmentally, a nurse, a clinician who will speak with them. And then if they choose to make a plan of adoption for their life, for the child's life, that, you know, they'll walk alongside them, making sure that they're collecting all the information around the infant's medical history, their family medical history. That'll be so important as that child is placed, a plan is made for an adoption for that that permanent family for that infant. Will have that credible medical information. It's so helpful in as that child is beginning their journey into life. And how life-affirming of that young woman and the baby's dad in sharing that information so that an adoption plan can be made for that baby.
Well, lots of information to give. And I want to reiterate some of what you and I have both already connected or mentioned. One of which we didn't give the website for the My Choice Network is mcn.care. mcn.care. And then the Safe Haven and National Safe Haven Alliance, that toll free number again is 1-888-510-BABY. That's 1-888-510-2229 or nationalsafehavenalliance.org. And here in Albuquerque, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, you can get their website at carenetabq.com. Or call them 505-814-9232. And of course, focusonthefamily.com is always a great resource to get some information on where you can find assistance. Dr. Sharon Ford has been our guest with Focus on the Family. She's the director of foster care and adoption. As always, Dr. Ford, so much appreciate all that Focus on the Family is doing to inform families on topics like this, the safe haven laws, and so much more. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate you, and have a great day.
All right. And stick around. We're going to catch up with Nicole C. Mullen, the debut of the film The American Miracle, based on the book by Michael Medved. It's going to be happening tonight in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Nicole's going to be there along with others, and it's coming to theaters soon where you can check it out. We'll have all the details. And Nicole's part as a musician and actress with this new movie, a docudrama. We'll get to it next on ABQ Connect.